To the indifferent student in junior high school, the list of most dreaded phrases in life includes, "This assignment not due for 6 more weeks." A distant deadline is a dangerous one. At least that's the way commentator Ed Cullen remembers it.
The mere mention of science fair and I'm 13 again, standing in the corner of a gymnasium, sweating into my Easter suit. Down the line of projects the judges advanced, past miniature plants for the desalination of seawater, working models of nuclear power plants, and an exhibit outlined in white lights titled "How I Solved World Hunger" by Biff Brilliant, age 12. On the judges came, down the narrow streets of Science Fair Shantytown, past plywood constructions of gaudy paint, letters and numbers carved from balsa wood, and shining silver cylinders linked one to the other with brass tubes. My armpits became the Tivoli fountain as I anticipated the judges' reactions to my late Sunday afternoon contribution to science. The project was the evolutionary zenith of all my other lame efforts that began with the announcement that our science fair entries were due in 6 months. That gave the conscientious among us time to begin genetically altering hamsters and fruit flies. I began daydreaming the best science fair project ever. Then I forgot about the science fair until my mother asked, "Don't you have a science fair project due soon?" My blood slowed to an icy trickle. Last-minute pathetic projects in grammar school and junior high were usually human hearts done in modeling clay, with black sewing thread stretched semi-tautly to mark the left and right ventricles and the aorta. It was heartbreaking to stay up all night crafting an actual, non-working, clay human heart, only to be blown away by flies that had had sex. After my science teacher promised a grade of F to the next human heart, I switched to the erupting volcano, though I knew I'd still end up on the row of shame reserved for last-minute works in clay. Then genius born of nothing else to lose guided my hands to merge the two great clichés of science projects into a work of art, a poem to procrastination. Next to the orbital rockets, human brains encased in plastic, and some 14-year-old solution to a 1,000-year-old math problem, my greatest work stood as a squat monument to life in the real world. Dumping half a box of baking soda into a jagged hole in the clay and stepping aside, I cried, "Distinguished judges, gentlemen and lady, I give you the heart volcano." Then I poured vinegar into the crater. The volcano's aorta erupted with a mighty spewing noise. The lady judge gasped, and the men shielded their eyes. There was a wet, gloppy burp, then silence in the cavernous gymnasium. The applause started low and built as the judges stomped off in their splattered suits and dress. The scientists of Craven Corner began to twirl in mad delight. We knew victory for the first time. It tasted of baking soda and dusty clay. Sweet.
Ed Cullen is a columnist for the Baton Rouge Sunday Advocate in Louisiana.